Sweet dreams.
Do we have a deal, Mr. Reagan?
You know, I know this steak doesn't exist. I know that when I put it in my mouth, the Matrix is telling my brain that it is juicy and delicious. After 9 years, you know what I realize? Ignorance is bliss.
Then we have a deal.
I don't want to remember nothing. Nothing. You understand? And I want to be rich. You know, someone important. Like an actor.
Whatever you want, Mr. Reagan.
Okay. You get my body back in a power plant. Reinsert me into the Matrix. I'll get you what you want.
Access codes to the Zion mainframe.
No, I told you I don't know them. I can get you the man who does.
Morpheus.
Here you go, buddy. Breakfast of champions.
If you close your eyes, it almost feels like you're eating runny eggs.
Yeah, a bowl of snot.
Do you know what it really reminds me of? Tasty wheat. Did you ever eat tasty wheat?
No, but technically neither did you.
That's exactly my point. Exactly. Because you have to wonder now. How do the machines really know what tasty wheat tasted like, huh? Maybe they got it wrong. Maybe what I think tasty wheat tasted like actually tasted like oatmeal or tuna fish. That makes you wonder about a lot of things. You take chicken, for example. Maybe they couldn't figure out what to make chicken taste like, which is why chicken tastes like everything. And maybe they couldn't
Shut
figure
up,
out.
Mouse.
It's a single-celled protein combined with synthetic aminos, vitamins, and minerals. Everything the body needs.
It doesn't have everything the body needs. So I understand that you've run through the agent training program. You know, I wrote that program.
Here it comes.
So what did you think of her?
Of who?
The woman in the red dress. I designed her. She, she doesn't talk very much, but if you'd like to meet her, I can arrange a much more personalized meal.
The digital pimp hard at work.
I pay no attention to these hypocrites, Neo. To deny our own impulses is to deny the very thing that makes us human.
Dozer, when you're done, bring the ship up to broadcast depth. We're going in.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see love that money just can't buy. Begin to understand. Everything about you tells me I'm your man. I live my life to be with you. No one can do the thing. You got it. Anything you need,
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
You have to leave now. And never come back here. Have you ever heard of insect politics? Neither have I. Insects don't have politics. They're very brutal. No compassion. No compromise. We can't trust the insect. I'd like to become the first insect politician. You see, I'd like to, but, oh, I'm afraid,
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I'm saying, I'm an insect who dreamt he was a man and loved it. But now the dream is over and the insect is awake.
No, Seth.
I'm saying, I'll hurt you this day.
I don't know, but it was pretty sensational.
Remove the Earth Woman. Prepare her for our pleasure. Forget it, Ming. Dale's with me.
Flash!
Stay back.
Oh, Flash, they'll kill you.
Yeah.
Your men on the right pills? Maybe you should execute their trainer.
Come here! You fools! He's playing some barbaric game. Now match him! Like this!
Volkov, your latest bit of property. I can't imagine what would happen. Wait a minute. Uh-oh. I can't imagine what would happen if the Undertaker were in your employ. I mean, yes, you're right. You initially brought the Undertaker to the World Wrestling Federation some years ago. But, of course, he sort of fell out of disfavor, as
well, remember
you might imagine.
Man, remember, yep. Dead or alive, everybody's got a price for the $1 million man. even The Undertaker. DiBiase would rather be rich and dead than poor and alive. No doubt.
Oh, very good, Macho Man, even with your limited vocabulary. Very astute.
Nikolai Volkov, double underhook here. And, Matt Hardy is having his problems, and Nikolai is actually, well, I guess, stepping up a bit, thanks to you, Ted DiBiase, in terms of the aggressiveness. He seems to be more and more aggressive each and every week.
That's right, because he knows where his bread is buttered.
We noticed that he was wearing a tuxedo T-shirt, I suppose you would call it.
Don't you like that outfit?
The one he has on now?
It's a lot more class than he ever had before.
With the cent sign, huh? Well, as opposed to the dollar sign that you used to wear on your tights.
Exactly. He's got a little sense now.
Oh, my goodness. We'd like to say a special hello, ladies and gentlemen, to all of you watching down at NCTA, National Cable Television Association, enjoying Monday Night Raw, big convention down in New Orleans.
One, two,
and, three. As a matter of fact,
I don't want to disillusion you,
Mr. DiBiase. But we just got word there has been an Undertaker sighting in New Orleans. So I don't know about your resources.
I'm the only one with the resources. I'm the only one with the resources to find the Undertaker. And I will find him. I will produce him. And he will be mine once again. And you can take that to the bank, McMahon.
I say, right now, Matt Hardy is trying to set up Volkov. Bit of a reversal coming off the rope. Ooh, well, boot to the midsection. Nikolai Volkov.
Much better, Nikolai.
Volkov's more aggressive, no doubt about it. Where money lies, honor dies.
And a scoop and a slam.
With me, McMahon, it's my way or the highway, and he knows if he don't do it right, it'll be the highway. Oh, there you have it. Excellent.
Didn't waste any time.
Getting better, but everybody's
getting better. Not like the Undertaker. Imagine you and the Undertaker together.
Make believe that you don't see the tears.
it, cause each time I see you, I just can't help myself. I think about how tight we used to be. I break down and cry. Oh, baby, walk on by. I just can't get over losing you. So if I seem broken in two, please walk on by. Walk on by. Foolish pride, that's all that I have left. Sure, let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me. I didn't ask you for it, but you gave me when you said goodbye. Oh, mama, walk on by. Make believe you never see the tears and cry. So do me a favor and walk on by. Please, oh, walk on by. Walk on by.
talked to some of the veterans of Battle Royals, and I say, what is your strategy? What do you think about? And it basically is hit anything and everything that moves.
Well, Kazmaier went over the top, but he's got to go over the top to the second ring. For this thing to progress, the wrestlers have got to throw their opponents from the over the top rope, from the first ring, which you see right now, into the empty ring, which sits right beside it.
Also, let us bring up this point. There's one man remaining. Here you see ring two. One man will remain in ring one. One man in ring two. They'll go at it, and it won't be a pinning situation there. They will have to dump either one of the other men over the top rope to win.
Back in ring one, the final two men in ring one, Big Van Vader and the world's heavyweight champion Lex Luger. Kazmaier's almost got Abdullah out of it. Big Van Vader using his power and over 100-pound weight advantage on Luger very successfully.
Well, we've had another elimination, I believe, Chip the Firebreaker. There you go.
Luger catches Vader coming in. And Luger with a clothesline. Luger's power.
The man who prevails of these four is really going to have his work cut out for him against Luger.
Oh! Rude got his partner. Steamboat wreck in the eyes. Got wrecked. He held on. Trying to pull his way back up, and he does. But he's got Rude. And Rude pulls Steamboat out. Uh-oh, now. Wait, Rude back in. Rude with the Rude Awakening. Now, come on. It has been a long night for both these men. They're both in magnificent condition. Sting already held on. Luger thinks he hasn't won, but Sting held on. Can he reach down? Sting with the right hands. Upstairs, a kick to the gut, another right hand. The Stinger is on fire here. Big right hand, and the world's champion is reeling. The Stinger becoming offensively dominant. This crowd is going crazy.
The moment is now. He's got to do it right now.
Sting with a clothesline. Luger, oh, great balance. He held on. Sting, he got him over, and Sting won it. Sting defeats Luger to win Battle Bowl.
I'm coming up man size, skinned alive. I want to fit, I've got to get man sized. I'm heading on, handsome, got my leather boots on. Got my girl, she is a wow. I cast my eye on knickers down, man size, no need. Can you hear? Can you hear me now? I'm man-sized. Man-sized. I'll measure time. I'll measure height. I'll calculate my birthright. Good Lord, I'm big. I'm heading on, man size, got my leather boots on, got my girl, she's a wow, I cast my eye on knickers down, man size, no need to shower, can you hear, me now, my baby looking cool, I need, I'm pretty sure enough to
man size, man size, man size, man size.
there with gasoline. Set it light and set it free.
Dispatch, dispatch, this is Bravo 751. We're at the mortuary. We see two paramedic vehicles parked in the rear parking lot. The doors on one vehicle are hanging open. Stand by while we investigate. Over.
Ah, Jesus.
Hold it right there! Brains or I'll blow your fucking brains out!
Send me the cops.
Something to do. Her mama's all wanting not to come to town. They got into the blood, now they gotta get down. Shaking the street, it's got that beat. Shaking the street, where all the kids meet. Shaking the street, it's got that sound. Shaking the street, said you gotta get down. Streetlight Sam decided to make the trip. All the way from New Jersey on his girlfriend's tip. He pulled into town and met Skinny Little Feet. Said, I come here, boy, I heard about the street. I heard about the place where all the kids go. Now I'm about to flip, I just gotta know about Shaking Street. It's got that beat, Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street, said you gotta get down. Kids on Shaking Street have never give in, cause all of their lives they've been living in sin. You know that they're bad, you know that they're mad. They take for the taking and they shake for the shaking. Ha! The shaking is complaining, they find it so shocking. All the kids wanna do is just keep on rocking. They ain't got no time to think about stopping. They gotta get down and do a little stomping. When Sally Baker wants to shake a shaker, Bobby Phillips says it's gonna take her to Shaking Street. It's got that beat, Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street, you gotta get down. Shaking Street, it's got that beat, Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street, so you gotta get down.
This way!
No, this way! Oh! Oh! Oh!
Hey! Hey, just because you're dressed like King Tut doesn't mean you're our leader. Look at this. This is wrong. We're lost. He led us down a maze. I'm going back to the hotel.
No, hey, come on, this way.
No, Wade, where are you going?
Come on, Barbara.
No, I like him. I do.
Assholes. Why'd I listen to them? I should have stayed in the hotel. Shit. I surrender, okay? You understand what that means, surrender? Look it, you're intelligent beings. Hey, let's cut a deal. I can help you. I'm a lawyer. You want to conquer the world, you're gonna need lawyers, right? Here. You want my watch?
Take it. Take it. Go on. It's a Rolex.
Nice shot.
Yeah. Pity I was too late.
Baba, can I have the gun back, please? Baba, give me the gun and come home.
Love is the only thing that can save this poor creature. And I am going to convince him that he is loved, even at the cost of my own life. No matter what you hear in there, no matter how cruelly I beg you, no matter how terribly I may scream, do not open this door or you will undo everything I've worked for. Do you understand? Do not open this door.
Yes, Doctor.
Nice working with you.
Let me out of here. Get me the hell out of here.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking. Don't you know a joke when you hear one? Jesus Christ, get me out of here. Open this goddamn door. I'll kick your rotten heads in. Mommy!
Nine!
tell me why. Tell me why. Is it hard to make arrangements with yourself when you're old enough to repay but young enough to sell?
Braces that gave me the idea. They're a perfect antenna and his whole head becomes a speaker.
It's about time someone put it to good use.
Kent?
Kent? Wake up, Kent!
Ow!
Kent!
What?
I'm talking to you, Kent.
What is this?
I said I'm talking to you.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not asleep. Must be overworked.
You're not overworked, Kent.
Well, I'm not insane. Or am I?
That remains to be seen, Kent.
But we are having a conversation.
Okay, who is this?
This is Jesus, Kent.
And you've been a very...
naughty boy.
All right. Who is this?
Cut the crap, Kent. You've built a weapon.
What?
What do you think?
A secret phase conjugate...
tracking system is for. A big mirror makes a big beam.
Yes, it could be.
Where's the laser now?
I overheard Jerry mention something about a test.
On the 27th, but I don't know where. It's classified.
What?
Oh, nothing. I want you to think about what you've done, Kent. And from now on...
stop playing with yourself.
It is God.